Hi sisters, Yami and Bianca here.
Welcome to our very first podcast of Tea Time with Bianca and Yami. Yami, what are we going to spill the tea about today?
Well, I'm glad you asked because today's tea spilling is going to be on the genetics of eyebrows.
Wow, sounds sister scandalous.
You know what's even more scandalous?
What is? Spill the tea.
Experts say that the main purpose of eyebrows is to keep moisture out of your eyes.
Really? Are there any other facts about eyebrows that we should know before we dive into their genetics?
Yes, there is. While they direct sweat or rain away from your eyes to maintain visible eyesight, they also help express your emotions with or without talking.
Well, if they do that, then doesn't that mean they also keep dirt from getting in your eyes?
Yep. Although sometimes I'm sure it doesn't feel like it.
That's true. Don't you hate it when something gets in your eye? Well, now that we know the true purpose behind our eyebrows, who's ready to learn the genetics behind them?
I am, and I'm sure our listeners are.
Well, the first thing we typically notice about someone's eyebrows is if they have a unibrow or not.
That is true. In fact, one gene will determine whether you have a unibrow or not.
Fun fact, the same gene that is in charge of ensuring that the face and skull form properly is also the gene that is largely accountable for the presence of unibrows. That gene is none other than PAX3.
Since we are on the topic of eyebrow characteristics, the shape, color, and thickness of your eyebrows are actually inherited traits.
One gene determines their shape.
5 genes affect your eyebrow hair color.
And 4 genes have an effect on your eyebrow hair texture.
It's crazy how genes have an effect on eyebrows, but is there a chance people may lose their eyebrows like they lose hair?
Good question, Yami. There is actually a term for when there is a loss of eyebrows. The term is known as matterosis.
Whoa, I know you said it meant loss of eyebrows, but could you elaborate on that for our listeners?
Sure. Okay, so like I said, the term matterosis is the loss of eyebrows, but it actually isn't uncommon. In fact, it is one of the most common abnormalities affecting eyebrows. Matterosis can also happen with your eyelashes as well.
How are people diagnosed with matterosis?
People who have matterosis either receive it congenitally or due to an infection.
For those of you who don't know what congenic means, it relates to a disease or physical abnormality present from birth.
Dang, sis. T.
I know, right? Bianca, look at the time.
Shoot, you're right. Sorry for the sudden panic, guys. While this has been fun, Yami and I have an appointment to get our eyebrows threaded soon, so we finna need a blast.
Dang it. Just as things as the tea was getting piping hot, too. Anyways, before we go, I just wanted to say that while genes do affect your brows, environmental factors, such as how you maintain them, affect the way your eyebrows look and grow.
Yami is right. Even though this may not be relevant, just know that whether you pluck or tweeze your brows or not, you are perfect just the way you are and should be proud of the genes you have.
With that being said, this is Bianca and Yami signing off. Until next time.
Thanks for spilling the tea with us, sisters.